This podcast is brought to you by fin24.com.
Hi, welcome to Metal Hexen. My name is David Mackay, the editor of Mining Max and Fin24. And today in this podcast, we're going to look at a very interesting situation that's developed regarding a gold junior called Galaxy Gold. Was supposed to list on the JSE this month, but it has now emerged that it's been prevented from doing so by the JSE. Now, the understanding from the JSE is this company can't list because of uncertainty about, loosely put, security of tenure over its mineral rights. Now, what we've got lined up is we're going to actually talk to the JSE, to the CEO, Russell Lobsher, and then we'll get some reaction from the well-known mining analyst, Peter Major, from Cady's Corporate Solutions. With me in the studio, I've got my colleague from Mining Max, Brendan Ryan, and the two of us are going to put these questions to these two individuals. Well, we welcome Russell Lobsher to Metalheads. Russell's the CEO of the JSE, as you probably all know. And the reason we're chatting to Russell is the situation with Galaxy Gold. And Galaxy Gold is a junior mining company wanting to list on the JSE. It has a prospect it thinks it could make good profits out of, rare in the gold industry these days. But it was prevented from listing on the JSE. And let's turn to Russell now and say, why couldn't Galaxy list on the JSE? And what's the JSE's position on this listing?
Okay, to go back to that article that was in the paper yesterday or the day before, I'm not quite sure. The statement was made that we have tightened up on the listings requirements. Depends how you interpret that. If you're interpreting that we have changed the listings requirements, that's wrong. We have not changed the listings requirements. Listings requirements are exactly as they were. We are, in fact, are applying the listings requirements. Now the question is, okay, so why didn't Galaxy get its approval from us? Well, guys, you would have noticed the things that have been going on in South Africa over the past few months. Those things have introduced uncertainty into the process, which is an unwelcome uncertainty, as Galaxy has now found out.
This is the ambiguous minerals legislation, which I think the DMR admitted themselves are ambiguous.
It's the uncertainty. Different uncertainty, and as I say, it's unwelcome uncertainty, because we have a duty to everybody. We have a duty to issuers, we have a duty to potential investors, we have a duty to the public, we have a duty to everybody to apply the listings requirements fairly. That's exactly what we are doing. Now, if you've had this uncertainty that we have seen happen, and there's no sense in us making as if it didn't happen, or the JSE saying, well, it might have happened, but maybe it won't happen again, that doesn't make sense to us. So we are seeking clarity on the issue from all parties concerned. We want this uncertainty removed because it does the country and it does the process no good whatsoever, as Galaxy is now experiencing. And that's where we are. So we haven't changed the listings requirements. We are applying the listings requirements.
Who is responsible for creating certainty? Are you looking to the DMR to give some kind of ruling on security of tenure?
We are looking for the same type of situation that we had prior to the mess-ups that we've had in the last few months, where they, up until that time, as far as mining companies were concerned, exploration companies concerned, there was a process that they were happy with. There was a process that was clear and was certain, and then suddenly things change. Now, that is that type of uncertainty has upset a lot of people. It's been brought to our attention very, very clearly, and we can't make as if it didn't happen.
The situation is we've got other mining companies wanting to list on the JSE.
That's right.
Investors want it. The JSE wants it. We've got RB Platinum. It's a big listing coming up. What's the situation with those listings? Might they, you know, have a similar experience of not being able to take their company public?
Yeah, it might be. Now, that is this unwelcome uncertainty that I'm talking about. We've developed a set of listings requirements with the industry over a period of time that has worked well for anybody wanting to do things in South Africa. And suddenly, the whole process is called into question. That is unwelcome, and it's not at all beneficial for South Africa.
Am I correct in assuming that you're looking for the Department of Mineral Resources to come out and say, in the case of Galaxy Gold, they have old order mineral rights, but we can see our way to converting these to new order mineral rights, pending a black empowerment transaction, no problems, guys?
It's things like that. I can't say it's specifically that, but it's things like that that we would like clarity on. This uncertainty didn't exist a number of months ago. And now suddenly it's there in the system for everybody to see and to read, and everybody is worried about us, about it, including us.
The JSE is competing with lots of other bourses around the world for the listings of these resources companies. You don't need this in your life. When do you think you'll have it sorted out?
As soon as possible. You're quite right. We don't need it. The country doesn't need it. The people who want to commit money to these projects don't need it. It's this uncertainty which is completely unwelcome. And as a country and as a stock exchange, we would like confirmation from the relevant government departments that there's a process that is clear to everybody, and that if it's followed, that the following will happen, and that the following approvals will be granted, and that nothing untoward will happen in the meantime.
Russell, Brandon, my colleague, just wants to fire a quick question to you.
Russell, if I could ask specifically about Royal Bafokeng Platinum, because that's a major listing and there's a lot of interest in it. What is the status of that listing?
No, I can't answer that question. I'm sorry.
Well, let's leave it there. Russell Loebscher, CEO of the JSE. We'll watch this story closely. Thank you very much for giving us an update on Metalheads.
My pleasure.
Okay, Brandon, you heard Russell. Russell wouldn't comment on your last question. Huge question mark over RB Platts then.
You know, not just RB Platts, but any mining listing. And it's just a really sad consequence of this mess that we have in our mining regulatory environment.
Let's just put the mess in context. We had a situation with mineral rights that Lonmin thought that it owned and found that it didn't. There was a situation with, what was the other one that cropped up with?
It was
ArcelorMittal and Kumba Iron Ore.
Yeah, Kumba Iron Ore, yeah.
It's almost as if the confusion has ground the mining industry to a halt in terms of being able to become investable, to be getting up there on the JSE. Serious situation.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. And you know, I like to boil things down to grassroots level. And the issue here, and taking Kumba Iron Ore and ICT, which was awarded a prospecting right over part of their operating Sishen mine. At the end of the day, you have to ask the question, how does a company get a prospecting right over part of an operating mine? It makes no sense. Now, when I put that to the minister, Susan Shubangu, recently, she said it was a result of the ambiguity in the legislation, it wasn't catered for, and she's going to address that next year. But at the same time, she maintains that the ICT application was properly lodged and properly granted. Therefore, she's not going to withdraw it. Now, Kumba begs to differ on the properly lodged. You know, they're bringing a court case in the High Court, and they have alleged all kinds of malpractice, maladministration, and, you know, the rest of it. Mm. One of those two is wrong. Now, given a situation like that, I think Russell's quite correct. You know, who knows what's going on with mining title? How do you list? And his issue is this, I think, you know, how do you allow a company to list in the JSE only to have its mining title impaired or removed down the track, which kills the value in the company and puts investors out of pocket? You know, he's quite right. But I mean, it's just a horrendous mess, and the knock-on consequences are bad for the country and for the JSE. The JSE is trying, and has been trying for years, to promote itself as a mining bourse, okay? And it's not winning this one, and it's not winning for a number of reasons. Some of them fairly minor. I mean, like the JSE's, I've always had a problem with the JSE's website. It's nowhere near as good in terms of information availability as the TSX and ASX, be that as it may. Now you have a real game changer here. You know, if you're not sure of the security of tenure of the companies going onto your exchange, why on earth come here?
We'll watch it. It's a fascinating one. Let's go to Peter Major. He's a fund manager at Cady's Corporate Solutions. And Peter, just to put you in the picture, we spoke to Russell Loebscher earlier about the fact that Galaxy Gold was not permitted to list on the JSE, and we asked him why. And his response was that, well, we need clarity from the Department of Mineral Resources on the security of tenure, basically, of mineral holdings. And until we get that clarity, no listing. So then we asked him, well, what about the Royal Bafokeng Platinum listing? Quite a big listing that's coming in this quarter. It's been announced. Yeah. And he said, I really can't comment on that, which is a massive question mark over two listings and practically any other that come down the line in the mining sector. This sounds like particularly bad news. Your initial thoughts just on hearing that?
Yeah, you're right. That was my initial thought. This is bad news. I wonder where it's going to lead to. I almost wonder what triggered it, and I wonder what the objective is here. I'm not sure. Is the JSE trying to use the current uproar in unstable mineral rights, or are they trying to use that as a lever to tell the government, please clean up this act before we become a laughingstock or before we get completely written off? Or are they just trying maybe to set a standard and get people to adhere to it? And maybe it's a little of all that, but I think we need a stronger, more direct message, because as you say, have they selectively brought out Galaxy Gold and Pete Skeet? What about the BAFTA King? And what about, there was a lot of previous listings where people were putting in the prospectus. We have one prospecting right, and the next three prospecting rights are imminent, and we have put in an application for a mining right. And people were putting all those down to try and get a little added mileage, and now it looks like you don't get any added mileage if you're waiting for your right. You have to have it. Man, it is worrying, because now the government has another lever that they can prevent people from listing and raising money. But is that a good lever for government to have? Because it's hard enough listing money for mining companies in this country. It's hard enough for mining companies to get investment in this country. All these inflows, this $80 billion inflow, $70 billions for the bond market, maybe $8 billion for a buyout of an existing company.
Yeah, and what was worrying is that the JSE's action is a kind of a tacit acknowledgement that, government, you've just unhinged the way we value mining companies going forward, and the ones that are already listed. I mean, it's triggered by Lomin discovering that it can't sell certain minerals that it thought it had access to on farms it's owned for many, many years. That's the trigger of it, and that's the message from the JSC, I would have thought.
The Lonmin issue, I need to know more about it to make a proper comment. But the first thing I thought of when I saw the Lonmin story in the paper was, holy cow, this is deja vu. Isn't this Amplats back in the 90s when we all of a sudden heard some really sharp mining lawyers had found out that Amplats did not have base metal rights on PP Russ. And that was the first time most analysts and fund managers had ever encountered that. And I remember we all traveled up to Johannesburg and we had one-on-ones and we had team meetings with Barry Davison, and he showed us the huge stack of documents to show everything was in his favor. We mustn't worry about it. It's just a couple of sharpshooters. And a few months later, we find out Amplats had to settle on the court, on the doorstep of the court, that they were in the wrong and these guys got paid out a hell of a lot. Mm-hmm. So this was happening way before we had the New Minerals Act. So Lonmin, to me, is that just sloppiness? You know, why didn't they have the base metal rights when they've always been? Well, I think they were always separate in the old order, but I thought under New Order mining rights, you had everything.
Brendan here. Could I propose one other possible reason for the JSE's action, which is good old-fashioned CYA? Because if they were going to make a statement to the government about this, it should have come out on the record and said, hey, we don't like this. We don't like this. Why we don't like it is the following. Please sort it out. They haven't done that. This has only come out in the wash because
yeah.
I and my former colleague, Alan Seckham from Business Day, went after Galaxy Gold, having diarized the fact that they're supposed to be listed roundabout now. And then it came out, well, they're not listing. Why aren't you listing? Then we got the story.
Yeah, okay. So what you're saying is the JSE actually had kept this very quiet.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And how do they expect anything to get fixed if you keep it quiet?
That is something you could put to the entire mining industry, which until now has been remarkably quiet in its public utterances. But that is changing. I think they're starting to talk out more and more at last. But they put
usually Noah Greenhill and the JSE, they're always crying, we're not getting enough listings. And they've done a very good job of making it pretty easy to get a listing here. I think the JSE and the Alt-Techs are very underrated, how professional they are and how undifficult it is to get listings here, that it's much easier than people think it is, that the perception is usually worse. But now this is doing an exact reversal. Now this is saying, oh, geez, it could be a lot harder because your mineral rights aren't granted. In other words, we said earlier, are they setting a precedent? Don't come to us for a listing if you don't have your mineral rights granted or if you don't have a prospecting right granted. Geez, they've got to bring clarity on this. We have to know if it's applied to a mining permit or a mining license, because a mining permit is only good for 2 years, and I think it gets renewed every year for 3 years. So who's drawing the line here? How's it being decided?
One of the reasons, and I'm just guessing here, the JSC kept this quiet, Peter, was that of the question they're asking of government. They've asked for clarity. Now, I wonder if your government, what the heck are you going to say? What kind of clarity can you provide? It puts them in a very difficult position. They've already tabled potential changes to minerals legislation, but now they're being asked to publicly name what those changes would be in detail, such that it would give investors some kind of surety.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if you find out the same company can now go list on AIM or on Toronto or on Australia, and it might get a listing saying we have old order rights, we put in to convert to new order rights. Or if the company just says we've applied for rights, as far as I know, they are more lax getting listings there. So this is going to make it probably added incentive now for a company to try its primary listing overseas, because it's one less hurdle it has to jump through.
Peter, let's leave it there. We could go on and on. I think the next step for us from a Mining Mix and a Fin24 perspective is to actually chase government down on this and see if they have got some kind of solution in place. And we will be doing that. That was Peter Major from Cadiz Corporate Solutions talking to us about this interesting issue on the listing, or in fact, the inability of Galaxy Gold to list at the moment. So keep watching the site for updates on those particular stories, and tune into Metalheads next week, where we'll be looking at a separate mining issue. Until then, it's David Mackay and my colleague Brendan Ryan. Goodbye.